Hey everyone, welcome to episode 110 of the Above Board podcast. I am one of your hosts, John Kennedy, and I'm your second favorite CFP behind Matthew Marcoux. And today we're going to be talking about financial spring cleaning. I promised this a couple weeks ago on our podcast where I discussed some ideas for mental spring cleaning, but it's that time of year. It's April, it's spring cleaning time. And I want to appropriate some of that conversation to our finances. So we want to dust the cobwebs off our finances, declutter our finances, and I'm going to go through five or six ideas that I think will be really useful for you. Now, something else that's kind of cool to know, I didn't realize this until recently, but the whole month of April is actually Financial Literacy Month. So on our socials, if you check us out at CanderPath, you can find a plethora of talking points around financial literacy and things that you should know. And so I felt like, listen, no better way to kick off Financial Literacy Month than talking about financial spring cleaning. So the first thing that I want to address is letting go of things that are no longer serving you. So we don't want to throw good money after bad. Think of it, for a lot of families that are listening to this podcast, you know, unused subscription services or maybe memberships that like at one point made sense in your life and they no longer do. So if you've been paying for a really fancy gym membership that's got juice bars and saunas and massage therapy all built in, but you haven't gone in 8 months, maybe it's time to reconsider that. Like what's the worst that can happen in that scenario? You can always go back to the gym, but you're paying this monthly subscription cost and you're not even utilizing it. Now, I realize that kind of sucks because we had all this conversation in January about getting back to your goals and everyone's setting New Year's resolutions. And for a lot of people, that's gym membership. So I don't want to pick on just gym memberships, but maybe it's subscription services, different apps that you pay to help you do certain things, to organize your finances, for example, if you're paying an app for that, or maybe it's like, you know, Netflix or Disney Plus or some of these subscription services that you use. If you're no longer using it, let's audit that. And let's maybe audit some of our financial decisions too. You know, again, I mentioned this a moment ago. I don't want to throw good money after bad. So I can't tell you how many times I see somebody, for example, that's continuing to make a car payment that they can't afford, when the tough advice sometimes is maybe it's time to sell that car and finance something that's much cheaper than that SUV or that big car that you have, because it's not something that's practical and we can't afford it in our situation. So that's a hard thing to look at. But with this topic of letting go of things that are not serving you, we have to think about what are areas where we're contributing money on a monthly basis, but it's not serving us. We're throwing good money after bad. So that's the first one. The second one is kind of simple, but I can't tell you how many times I see this go missed. Increase our investment returns where you can. So I'm not planning to give investment advice on this podcast, on the contrary, but if you've got a large sum of money sitting in your bank, you know, one of the big banks like Bank of America or some savings account where you're earning a 10th of 1% right now, why are we doing that? Like, yes, there's probably, if one of those local banks that has a local branch to you is where you do your normal day-to-day checking, of course, you need to make sure you have enough in your emergency savings to have instantaneous access to that. So whatever that emergency savings bucket looks like for you, we want to make sure we're keeping that there. But anything over and above that, I mean, I see clients often have these large sums of dollars sitting in this account making 0.1% on an annual basis, when right now there's so many online institutions and banks that are offering north of 4% as I record this podcast today in April of 2024. So, you know, of course, rates change every day. Those types of things won't last forever. But we want all of our money working for us to its fullest extent, right? And that is one easy way to increase. And you've got this risk-free sum of money sitting in your savings account by simply looking at other savings accounts, potentially online savings accounts. I want to throw the caveat out there. It should be an FDIC-insured bank that you're putting money into always. But if we can go from earning 0.1 or 0.2% to 4-point-something%, that's worth considering. So that's the second one. Increase your returns where you can. The next one is sell your stuff. It's underrated. It's underutilized. You've got so much stuff collecting dust in your attics. I know for me, we have so much stuff in our garage, just like things that we sort of shove in closets and we don't want to see, and we tell ourselves that we need it still, but maybe we don't. In today's economy, it's so easy to just throw things out. We live in this world where it's like you use it once and you toss it, but or you just save it and you never use it again. But we can downcycle things now. We can sell things on Facebook Marketplace secondhand. And I think for me, it's like such a great idea with like tying the financial spring cleaning into actual spring cleaning by decluttering your closets and your garages and maybe selling some of the stuff on Facebook Marketplace that it's just no longer serving you. You don't need it anymore. So let's make a little bit of money, downcycle it, sell it secondhand, or like just give it away. You know, load it up in your car, go donate these items, these unused toys and gifts that you got over the holidays. Donate that to someone else that could use that, like a Goodwill or something like that. So I think that's the third one. Hey there, you're awesome for tuning into the show. Do you want bite-sized daily doses of above-board content delivered straight to your Amazon Alexa? Subscribe to CannerPath 365 and enjoy our daily brief featuring market updates, relevant financial news, and mini clips from yours truly on this podcast, as well as Rich and Matt. Visit CannerPath365.com to sign up. The next one is, let's consolidate and streamline our accounts. Like I want to, for all of our clients we work with, we want to identify redundancies that you have in your financial life. So if you've got five different credit cards that you no longer need, and maybe like several different retirement accounts that are at various custodians all over the place, this could help you reduce fees. This could simplify your financial life. Why do we have five different things when we really only need maybe one or two? Credit cards is a great one to identify, where a lot of folks, hopefully you're not carrying a balance on your credit card if you can avoid it. That's like obviously, you know, good credit card advice. But beyond that, like if we're paying an annual subscription fee for a credit card and we don't need to be doing that, let's reevaluate. Like why are we, is there a reason that we're paying that subscription fee? Because the points or the benefits of that card are certainly going to have to outweigh that $500 subscription fee for that card. I really think for most families that we start working with, there are numerous redundancies. And listen, this is like your financial life gets more complicated as you grow older. That's just the way it goes. You have kids, you have more, you know, more complexities, you take new jobs, you're growing in your career. And so you leave this like wreckage behind you of different accounts. And they made sense in the moment, but that doesn't mean that they still make sense now and that they're still serving you now. So make sure that we can identify those redundancies, consolidate accounts. Hopefully in doing so, you're saving on subscriptions or fees, and you're also simplifying your financial life. Last one that I want to mention, evaluate your various insurance coverages. Like this is, so there's two things here. Number one, this is a great way to uncover potential savings. So like reviewing health, home, and auto, making sure that, you know, we're not overpaying because we're just maintaining these coverages and we're continuing to renew these premiums every year. And then come to find out, gosh, like they've been increasing my prices and I could have saved money if I switched companies. So yes, there's a way to identify potential savings there. But also in doing this, we want to ensure that we actually have the right like coverage. Our needs change, our circumstances change in life. Let's make sure that we have the correct coverage of insurance. Here's one that I will say, personally attest to, like over the years, so many times I see folks don't have an umbrella policy, an umbrella insurance. It's very important for most folks across the United States. It's also very inexpensive to have. So the umbrella policy, the whole goal for this is that it adds on top of coverages that you have, like for your auto, for example. So if you're in an auto accident and someone sues you up to your coverage limits, your umbrella policy hopefully or ideally kicks in beyond that if someone sues you past those coverage limits. So it's one of those things where it's like a really cheap and effective additional insurance to have, just to kind of give you that idea of what think of what an umbrella is. It's like it overlays over all of your other insurances, right? Well, on that same note, as I say to you today, like that's an important coverage to have. My coverage went up like a significant amount. Over the last 2 years, I think my premium's gone up like 25-30% each year. And so this year I said, wait a second, like now it's becoming too expensive. I need to evaluate that. And sure enough, there was some savings there by switching the company. So I think that's really important to be able to shop for competitive rates, consider bundling if it makes sense to get discounts, and just auditing to make sure you have the right coverage. So again, when we're talking financial spring cleaning, just a quick recap, letting go of the things that are no longer serving you. Don't throw good money after bad. That's the first one. Increase your returns where you can. I talked about, you know, savings accounts and where yields are today as I record this. Sell your stuff, declutter it, make some money while you're doing so. Consolidate and streamline your accounts. And then last but not least, evaluate those various insurance coverages that you have. Those are five very practical things. I want to say easy, but none of this stuff is easy. Like it takes work. It's, you know, there's some inertia against that. Like people don't like logging in and viewing their stuff and seeing where things are. It stresses them out. But when you do that and you kind of give in to that like narrative of internal narrative or dialogue of, gosh, you know, I'm just not good at money stuff, or I'm not good at finances, and like you bury your head in the sand or you ignore it, it doesn't mean it's not there. You're just ignoring it. And those things are kind of brewing and building in the background and growing more and more complicated. So let's stop. Let's face it during this spring cleaning season. And these five ideas hopefully will help you evaluate that and give you some clarity around your financial situation, and maybe even give you some confidence that you're doing the right things and you're making the right money decisions. They're being optimized. I think that's what's so important. And so thanks for hanging with me today on the Above Board Podcast, episode 110. I love doing these. Can't wait to come back next week and talk with you, where again, through the month of April, it's Financial Literacy Month. So we're going to kind of weave and tie that into our podcast. We'll see you next week. Have a great day.